Hello, you're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. Welcome to Club Talk. WTSR and the TC&J Office of Student Involvement are co-sponsoring a series of on-air shows that feature a rotating schedule of on-campus clubs and organizations. Each group will present interviews, discussions, or introductions centered on their organization's area of focus.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to our station. I am Antonio Gamboa, Senior Finance Manager at the College of New Jersey, as well as a proud hermano of La Unidad Latina, Lambda Upsilon Lambda Fraternity Incorporated, and I cross spring 2019.
Hello, everyone. My name is Avery Phil. I'm a Junior Finance Major. I'm also a proud hermano of La Unidad Latina, Lambda Upsilon Lambda Fraternity Incorporated, and I cross spring 2020.
What's up, guys? My name is Kelvin Pies. I'm a junior finance major. I'm a proud hermano of La Unidad Latina, Lambda Upsilon Lambda Fraternity Incorporated, and I cross spring 20.
What's up, everyone? My name is Justin Cruz. I am a senior electrical engineering major, and I am a proud hermano of La Unidad Latina, Lambda Upsilon Lambda Fraternity Incorporated, and I cross in spring 2020. We hope you enjoy the program, and we look forward to seeing everyone in the future.
So a little bit about us. We're a Latino-based but not Latino-exclusive fraternity here on campus. And about our fraternal history, we were founded at Cornell University in February 19th, 1982. And fun fact, we are the only Latino organization recognized at all 8 Ivy League institutions. So with that, that's our past and now our future and our present right now. We are the hermanos at the College of New Jersey, and our chapter was established April 11th, 2019. So that makes us an officially recognized organization for 2 years now on campus.
So to dive into more information about our organization, I'm going to talk a little bit about our fraternal purpose. And a part of that is to meet and address the needs of TC&J students. And we're able to do that by providing resources and hosting programs that address, you know, concerns, social issues that we face as a society, things that concern our TC&J community. And we also express that through our Instagram page, where we bring awareness to different problems and different issues.
So diving into the second aspect of our fraternal purpose, we have culture expression and empowerment. As Edmondo Antonio mentioned before, our organization is Latino-based, but not Latino-exclusive. And we're able to show that through the members of our chapters. We have Edmondos from different backgrounds. So we have Edmondos from the Dominican Republic, from Puerto Rico, from Peru, from Colombia. I myself, I am Guyanese. So with our different cultural experiences and backgrounds, we're able to bring that to campus, and we're able to connect to students from similar backgrounds as ourselves, and also students that do not have the similar backgrounds as us. So speaking about our different diverse backgrounds, we also have that within our educational experiences here. I'm at the College of New Jersey. So at Monos here, we all have different majors. So we have hermanos in finance, hermanos that are engineering, interactive multimedia, public health, criminal justice. And with our different backgrounds and our different educational experiences, we're able to tie that into our fraternal purpose of providing personal academic support to our campuses and our community.
We're able to fulfill our fraternal purpose, such as cultural expression and empowerment and community service, throughout the various events we host for our TC&J campus community. One event we threw in the previous fall semester was called COVID-19 Impact in Latin America. We wanted to host this event because you know that a lot of media has been focused within our country, the United States, which really undermined how these other countries are navigating the exact same pandemic, such as in Latin America. We spoke about how these countries are navigating throughout such process, such as if they're offering any stimulus checks, what are their different phases of reopening their communities. Additionally, we hosted our second annual event called Corazón de Oro. This is all about shining light in women within Latin America countries and the economic and political impact they're able to deliver within their respective countries. Being that I am from the Dominican Republic, I spoke about the Mirabal sisters and how they delivered a political impact during a dictatorship that DR was experiencing. Their impact has ultimately led to the ending of the dictatorship, which shows that women have a tremendous impact within every country in the world. Lastly, for community service, in partnership with Mercer Sheep Friends, a community food bank which feeds families and individuals in Mercer County, we ended up raising more than $350 due to our TCNJ campus community, in which they shared our flyers and they donated for the efforts. This went a really long way, and we're really excited how we're able to help out these families during the COVID-19 pandemic, as you know that they've experienced financial hardships due to loss of employment and family.
In addition to our campus events and programs, we strive to promote our main philanthropy, which is PATH. PATH stands for Providing Access to Higher Education. And within this program, we have the main initiative to support middle school and high school students in their quest to attend and to graduate a four-year institution. Currently and in the past, we have helped high school students with campus tours, virtual open houses, and we've also collaborated with nonprofit organizations helping students to transition from high school into college. Currently, we have partnered again with Mercer Street Friends, specifically their preschool, to help raise funds for preschool students to get an early start on education and to transition into middle school and further into their career journey.
Over the past 2 years, while upholding our fraternal values, we have also been fortunate enough to receive recognition from the TCNJ community. One of our more notable accomplishments include doubling our chapter size from 4 to 8. Also, our chapter's cumulative GPA went from second to last within the entire Unified Greek Council to having the highest of UGC, as well as top 10 in the Inter-Greek Council, or IGC, which consists of all the Greek organizations at TCNJ. Lastly, Edmano Delison, our only current alumni, was able to win the new member of the year in last year's President's Bowl.
That concludes our podcast. We want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of our hearts for listening. We appreciate your time. Again, I am Antonio Gamboa.
I am Avery Phil.
I'm Calvin Paez.
I'm Justin Cruz.
And we are the Hermanos of La Unidad Latina, Lambda Usan Lambda Fraternity Incorporated here at the College of New Jersey. If you want to check us out on social media, you can at LUL_TCNJ, where our fundraiser is currently live. Again, we want to thank you all for your time and appreciate you all and look forward to your support in the future.
Thank you for listening to Club Talk. If you would like to find previously aired organizations, you can search WTSR Club Talk wherever podcasts are distributed. We would like to hear your feedback on today's show at news@wtsr.org. And if you are interested in getting involved and having your club or organization featured, reach out to stationmgr@wtsr.org. And as always, we remind you to open your mind.